This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Well, today we have random selections as our musical theme, and also a few leftover songs, tunes that were intended for other shows but didn't make it in. And on the countdown today, we have the biggest hits from the fourth weekend of August in 1948. And right back to the charts, we're using Billboard Magazine's DJ survey this weekend. And coming in at number 5, another version of You Call Everybody Darlin'. Here's the Al Trace Orchestra.
Darlin', oh darlin', you call everybody darlin'.
You call everybody darlin', and everybody calls you darlin' too. You don't mean what you're saying, it's just a game you're playing, but you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love won't come a-knocking at your door. And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
You call everybody darling.
You're so fickle.
And everybody calls you darling too.
You'll be sorry.
You don't mean what you're saying. It's just a game you're playing. But you'll find someone else can play the game as well as you.
If you call everybody darling,
you'll find out.
Then love won't come a-knocking at your door.
No more.
And as the years roll by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
From Chicago, 47-year-old Al Trace and his orchestra at number 5 this week in 1948. You Call Everybody Darlin'. Bob Vincent was on the vocals, and while it was at number 5 on the DJ chart, it's at number 1 on the jukebox survey this weekend. There's 3 different number 1 records this weekend in 1948. The other 2 are coming up. Well, let's talk about our world of 78 years ago. And the population of the USA is 146,600,000. Just about everyone's employed. The jobless rate is 3.8%. And the average family income, $3,200. That's $150 higher than last year. And with money in hand, let's head to the stores and see what we pick up this weekend. Well, the kids are going back to school. And for the college co-ed, a smart little hat is a good fashion this fall. They're felt with a simple trim. Berets are exceedingly popular. Most of the colors are autumn-like, usually with a gold trim. A college girl can pick one up for less than $2. Well, this weekend are the last 2 days of the August sales at Gimbel's. You ladies can get a suede cloth coat for $22. A smart double-breasted wool with full back, deep pockets, and flattering velveteen-lined detachable hood. For the boys, a moleskin coat, double-breasted and belted with electrified lamb collar, just $12.89. Well, at the furniture store, a 3-piece suit for $159, your choice. Wow, how about this 8-piece match living room outfit for $129? And down at the market, a sale on round roast, 79 cents a pound. Honeydews at the lowest price of the season, 39 cents each. And an 8-quart basket of peaches, $1.19. Fresh Boston mackerel, 25 cents a pound. 2 loaves of bread for 27 cents. Oh, and it's the weekend. I need to wash my hair. Gotta get some shampoo.
Across the nation, the shampoo sensation is Prel.
Yes, Prel. Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. You'll like Prel for two reasons.
First, Prel reveals a radiant natural beauty in your hair no soap or soap shampoo can match. Prel uncovers lovely youthful highlights, leaves your hair wonderfully soft, satin smooth, easy to manage.
Second, Prel goes after unsightly dandruff quickly, removes it in as little as 3 minutes, leaves your hair sparkling clean, well-groomed.
And Prel goes farther than any other known shampoo, cream or liquid, because it's concentrated for economy. You use less, get more lather.
So ask for the shampoo in the handy tube. Ask for...
P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L-L shampoo.
Buy Prel shampoo.
Whatever you say, Mr. Announcer. We'll do that as we spin record number 4 this weekend in 1948. Our final version of My Happiness. This is John and Sandra Steele.
Evening shadows make me blue when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I
the husband and wife team, John and Sandra Steele. John was born in Missouri in December of 1910, but his real name was John McGuire. He passed away in 1987 in Tarzana, California. Sandra Steele was born June 18, 1913 in Pittsburgh, but her birth name was Marguerite Kalna, and she passed away in 1998 also in Tarzana, California. She and John were married sometime in the late 1930s, and they were a very popular live act. They performed in some of the best nightclubs and casinos in the country, especially in Hollywood. And always elegantly dressed, he in a tuxedo, she in an evening gown. And their version of My Happiness was at number 4 this week in 1948. It would peak at number 2. The platter would sell a million and be awarded the record of the year by Cashbox magazine. Now, while we don't know a whole lot about the Steels, we know a lot about Margaret Whiting, daughter of composer Richard Whiting and former singer for the Billy Butterfield Orchestra. Here she is at number 3 with her first solo million seller, A Tree in the Meadow.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eye, the day you carved upon that tree I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By the tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die.
The third most popular song on the radio this weekend in 1948, Margaret Whiting with the Frank Duvall Orchestra, A Tree in the Meadow. That was on its way up to number one, the very first for the 24-year-old Whiting. And now we're off to the cinema to check out some of the movies from the summer of 48. First, of course, the cartoons. There's Hot Cross Bunny. A doctor wants to switch brains with a chicken and Bugs Bunny. You Were Never Duckier. Daffy disguises himself as a rooster to win $5,000. And there's Do-Ray Meow. A parrot named Lewis learns that the family fortune goes to the dumb cat, Heathcliff. And he tries to stage a few accidents. And the latest from the Stooges, Hot Scots. Mo, Larry, and Shemp are detectives guarding a Scottish castle.
Look at this. Three operatives report to Glenheather Castle at once, 60 miles northwest of Glasgow. Must be Scotch. Instructions on arrival.
Oh boy, an assignment.
Yeah, but must be Scotch.
Holtmann, Holtmann. Through these veins flows some of the finest scotch in the world.
All right, to the main features now. A Date with Judy has Wallace Beery, Jane Powell, and 16-year-old Elizabeth Taylor, who gets high praise from Hedda Hopper in this Sunday's column. She predicts that Liz will be the number one movie star very soon. There's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Lulu Bell has Dorothy L'Amour and George Montgomery. Good Sam, Ann Sheridan, and Gary Cooper. A Foreign Affair stars Gene Arthur, Marlena Dietrich, and John Lund. And Mr. Blandings builds his dream house with Cary Grant and Myrna Loy.
Then why don't you admit it? You were in love with Bill Cole.
Oh, don't be absurd. Of course I was in love with Bill. In those days, I was in love with a new man every week.
Then why did you marry me?
I'm beginning to wonder. Maybe it was those big cow eyes of yours or that ridiculous hole in your chin. Maybe I knew you were going to bring me out to this $38,000 icebox with a dried-up trout stream and no windows. Or maybe I just happened to fall in love with you, but for heaven's sakes, don't ask me why.
All right, for the dramas, there's The Walls of Jericho with Cornel Wilde, Ann Baxter, Linda Darnell, Kirk Douglas. The Green Grass of Wyoming has Peggy Cummins and Charles Coburn. The Street with No Name stars Mark Stevens and Richard Widmark. The Loves of Carmen has Rita Hayworth and Glenn Ford. Hitchcock's Rope stars Jimmy Stewart, John Dahl, and Farley Granger. And John Huston brings us Key Largo with Bogey, Bacall, Lionel Barrymore, Claire Trevor, and Edward G. Robinson.
Yeah, how many of those guys in office owe everything to me? I made them. Yeah, I made them just like a tailor makes a suit of clothes. I take a nobody, see? Teach him what to say. Get his name in the papers. Now, pay for his campaign expenses. Dish out a lot of groceries and coal. Get my boys to bring the voters out. And then count the votes over and over again till they added up right and he was elected. Yeah. And what happened? Did he remember when the going got tough? When the heat was on? No, he didn't want it. All he wanted was to save his own dirty neck.
And for the musicals, one we've already talked about, Romance on the High Seas, Jack Carson, Janice Page, Don DeFore, and Doris Day in her debut. That Lady in Ermine is Betty Grable. There's Easter Parade, a little past the season, but an excellent film, Judy Garland and Fred Astaire, and The Emperor Waltz with Bing Crosby and Joan Fontaine. Bing sings, of course. Here's one of the songs, The Kiss in Your Eyes.
You can say your lips are not for me, but you can't hide the kiss that's in your eyes. And you can say my arms would only leave you cold, but wait till they hold you and then look wise. Yes, and you can say tonight will come and go without a single moment's worth of sighs. But why should I agree when I know what will be? It's plain to me, plain as the kiss in your worth of sighs. But why should I agree when I know what will be? It's plain to me, plain as the kiss in your.
There's Bing Crosby, The Kiss in Your Eyes, from the motion picture The Emperor Waltz, playing at a theater near you this weekend in 1948, as we listen to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we have some random selections for our musical theme. We've done a few leftover tunes, but I also have a request to get to. Listener Joe Mangold from Kalispell, Montana, sent me an email. He wants to hear the Artie Shaw Orchestra doing Sweet Sue at the Café Rouge in New York in 1939.
Thank you.
After listening to the track years later, Artie Shaw said, "This is what I wanted the band to sound like." And what a great sound it was. Shaw's band from an NBC broadcast, October 26, 1939, from the Café Rouge at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York, Sweet Sue. With solos by Artie, Georgie Auld on the tenor sax, Bob Kitsis piano, Bernie Priven trumpet, and supported by Buddy Rich on the drums. And thanks again for the request from Joe Mangold out in the Bitterroot Valley of Montana. And you can always send a request to email craig@oldtimesradio.com. Well, next up on our list today, I blindly selected this Frank Sinatra tune from 1957, You're Cheating Yourself.
They say you're running around when I'm out of town. Never get home till after three. You're cheating yourself. If you're cheating on me, if what they're saying is true, it's time that you knew there's many more fishes in the sea. You're cheating yourself if you're cheating on me. I can't believe that you're flirting, but if you're flirting, baby, I'm reminding you, whatever's good for the goose, it's good for the gander too. If you will take my advice, you're gonna think twice. You won't find a love as true as mine. Oh, open your eyes, and I'm sure you will see. You're only cheating yourself if you cheat on me. I can't believe that you're flirting, but if you're flirting, baby, I'm reminding you, whatever's good for the goose is good for the gander too. If you will take my advice, you're gonna think twice. Won't find a love as true as mine. Oh, open your eyes, and I'm sure you will see. Thank you.
couple of 1957 releases, Les Baxter right there with The Clown on the Eiffel Tower. And before that, a minor hit for Frank Sinatra that year, You're Cheating Yourself. He was accompanied by Nelson Riddle's orchestra. Well, now, how about one of our performing now artists? Melody Gardot sings here, Baby, I'm a Fool.
I don't know that this was always only just a little game to you. All the time I thought you gave your heart, I thought that I would do the same for you. Tell the truth, I think I should have seen it coming from a mile away. When the words you say are, baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. If I gave a thought to fascination, I would know it wasn't right to care. Logic doesn't seem to mind that I am fascinated by a love affair. Still, my heart would benefit from a little tenderness from time to time. But never mind, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall in love. Maybe I should hold on just a moment and be sure it's not for vanity. Look me in the eye and tell me love is never based upon insanity. Hear the way my heart is beating, hurry up, the moment's fleeting. Kiss me now, don't ask me how, 'cause baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. Baby, I'm a fool who thinks it's cool to fall. And I would never tell if you became a fool and fell in love.
I know we're fans of the vintage material, but there are artists out there making some good music, and Melody Gardot is one of them. That's Baby, I'm a Fool. That was from her album My One and Only Thrill, which was released in 2009. Seems like yesterday, but that was 27 years ago. And if you get a chance, check out the video to that song. It's a lot of fun. It's almost like a scene from a Busby Berkeley movie. Melody Gardot, one of our random picks out of the Music Vault today on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff, and today we've dropped in on late August 1948. And now let's take a look at sports. In baseball, the Dodgers swept a doubleheader on Sunday from the Cardinals, moving into first place by 3 percentage points, while the Boston Braves dropped a twin bill to the Pirates. St. Louis is right in the thick, a game and a half back, and Pittsburgh is 3 behind. In the American League, the Red Sox are up a game and a half on the Yankees, 2 on the Indians, 3 on the Philadelphia A's. And it was nearly an all-Boston World Series. The Braves would go on to win the National League, while the Red Sox and Indians would tie for the American League pennant. The Tribe would beat the Sox in a one-game playoff, and then take the Braves in the World Series in 6. Ted Williams leads the American League with a .383 average this weekend. Burns Stevens of the White Sox leads with 27 homers and 114 RBIs. In the National League, it's Stan Musial hitting .380. He also leads in doubles, triples, and RBIs, and he's second in home runs to the Pirates' Ralph Kiner. On August 17th, Tommy Henrik hit his 4th Grand Slam of the season to join Ruth Gehrig and Rudy York for the American League record. And speaking of the Bambino, Babe Ruth died on August 16th of throat cancer at the age of 53. And the Summer Olympics were held for the first time since the end of the war. It was London hosting. The United States dominated with 84 medals, led by 17-year-old Bob Mathias winning the decathlon. Harrison Dillard took gold in the 100-meter dash and the 4x100 relay. Mel Patton was also on that team. He won gold in the 200. And Vicky Draves won gold for the women's springboard and platform. Meanwhile, Dutch sprinter Fanny Blankers-Cohen, the flying housewife she was called, the 30-year-old mother of two, won 4 gold medals. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1948. Back on the countdown, we're up to number 2 with the Pee Wee Hunt Orchestra and the 12th Street Rag. Street Rag, a hit in 1917 and 31 years later climbing the charts up to number 2 for the Pee Wee Hunt Orchestra featuring Carl Fisher on piano. Now it's number 1 over on the sales chart and would be there for 8 weeks for the 41-year-old Pee Wee Hunt from Mount Healthy, Ohio, the former singer and trombonist with the Casalomas. Also today in the showcase, big band instrumentals. Now this next all-time great was recorded before the swing era and became popular after the big band heyday. Here's the Ted Weems Orchestra, Heartaches. We'll be right back. Ted Weems Orchestra with the whistling Elmo Tanner and Heartaches, recorded August 4th, 1933, but it didn't become a hit until 1947. But it's one of the great big band instrumentals celebrated today on Seems Like Old Times. We're coming down the home stretch of today's Seems Like Old Times, and before we cross the finish line, I want to remind you about our website. It is oldtimesradio.com. We have a list of affiliates there, our show schedule, and of course, the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows at your leisure. We're on social media too, Seems Like Old Times for Facebook and X. And the email, as I mentioned before, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. All right, one more random selection today. This is another leftover, and it's from our show back in March where we had magic songs. You'd think I would have put this record away after 5 months, but it was still here on the desk. So let's play it. Here's Les Paul and Mary Ford doing Magic Melody. From 1955, Les Paul and Mary Ford with Magic Melody. Now, you heard the tune end with some playfulness from Les, that shave and a haircut, 2 bits. Well, the 2 bits isn't on the record. Again, just a little humor from Les Paul. But apparently, radio disc jockeys kept asking about those last 2 notes. They just didn't see the humor. So Capitol doubled down on the joke, releasing Magic Melody Part 2, and all it contained were the last 2 notes, the 2 bits. Yes, they released a 1 second record. That's it, the flip side was blank. But over the years it was spliced together, and now we have Magic Melody, parts 1 and 2. A fun story to accompany one of our random selections / leftovers on this Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one record from this fourth weekend of August in 1948. And it was hot. 3/4 of the country is in the grip of the worst heat wave of the summer. It's been stifling 100 degrees in Pittsburgh, Detroit, Chicago, in the Coachella Valley of California, just over the mountains from San Diego. It's been at least 104 degrees every day this month. The death toll is at 123, and that includes 31 drownings. It's even been too hot to cook. Housewives are in no mood to whip up heavy meals in 90 and 100 degree weather, but that's been helping them battling soaring food prices. The National Association of Retail Grocers this weekend say their members are buying cautiously because they fear a sharp price break at any time. Most dealers said they don't want to be caught with large inventories if prices suddenly slump. A predicted bumper grain crop may reduce food prices drastically soon, they say. And some analysts think that consumer buying power was due to fall off in the near future. And speaking of hot, it was tense this week in Washington at the House Un-American Activities Committee hearing. 3 weeks of charges and countercharges reached a climax. As confessed former communist and current Time magazine editor, Whitaker Chambers has sworn under oath that former high State Department official Alger Hiss is a Red. Hiss has denied it, also under oath, during closed hearings. They faced each other in the public for the first time this week. Hiss went on the attack.
Ask them if they ever found in me anything except the highest adherence to duty and honor. Then the committee can judge and the public can judge whether to believe a self-discredited accuser whose names and aliases are as numerous and as casual as his accusations. The other side of this question is the reliability of the allegations before this committee, the undocumented statements of the man who now calls himself Whitaker Chambers. Is he a man of consistent reliability, truthfulness, and honor? Clearly not. He admits it, and the committee knows it.
Chambers was recalled in the middle of Wednesday's dramatic 9-hour session, the first committee hearing ever to be televised, to answer why he singled out Hiss.
The story is spread, and in testifying against Mr. Hiss, I'm working out some old grudge for motives of revenge or hatred. I don't hate Mr. Hiss. We were close friends, but we are caught in a tragedy of history. Mr. Hiss represents the concealed enemy against which we are all fighting and I am fighting. I've testified against him with remorse and pity.
So far, the committee has found Hiss's testimony to be badly shaken and have been primarily refuted by the testimony of Chambers. And the committee goes on to say that it's been hampered at every turn by the Truman administration's refusal to give information. In 1950, Hiss would be convicted of perjury. The Alger Hiss-Whitaker-Chambers showdown was this week in 1948. Now there's a much more amicable duo atop the Billboard disc jockey chart this week. Doris Day and Buddy Clark.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I
love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who. He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly entre-nous?
We too.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially,
I love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love is you.
Twist. 24-year-old Doris Day from Cincinnati and 38-year-old Buddy Clark from Dorchester, Massachusetts. Love Somebody, accompanied by the George Cirovo Orchestra. That's her first number one, his third, and quite a difference on the Billboard charts this week. The record's at number 10 on the jukebox survey, number 7 in sales, but number 1 on radio. It would hold the top spot for 5 weeks, including this weekend in 1948. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We're all out of time. It's been so good to have you here, and we'll look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff signing off for Seems Like Old Times.